We wouldn't have guessed the turn of events this last year, and how a thread of shifting virus from afar, a slow-moving but persistent COVID-19, has put us in its sights and tracked us down. A five-year-old I know calls this business the sickness. Whatever it's called, it has changed our parties, clipped our wings, and driven us underground where careless acts boomerang, animating our sickness and crippling our confidence. The invisible virus of this pandemic makes us hide our faces in coverings, and we can't read others' smiles or frowns. We spend years learning how to read facial and body language, and now, for the first time, we don't know if the person is smiling or frowning, and it's hard to tell if we are being tricked by a masked coyote. Our buying habits, dining, and everyday patterns have taken on new shapes, and we've retreated from close contact with one another because nobody wants to catch the sickness. In these last days of January, my state has been number one for COVID-19 in categories nobody wants to lead: newly confirmed cases and COVID-19 deaths per 100,000. And the vaccine rollout has been a tangled mess. Some people, without computer skills or access, spend a day trying to make an appointment. Soon I'll drive for an hour, get in line at the Arizona State Farm Stadium for my vaccine, and wait beginning at 1:03 a.m. Recent news tells us the virus is mutating and shaping up for a fight. The new COVID versions are similar to their original imprint, but not exactly. The virus is moving like a cobra, slow and deadly, ignoring the lead of its punji playing charmer and shape-shifting into a deceptive creature for a quick strike. It's this way with organisms, with the body and mind in yoga, and with the stories adding up to tell the tale of another year, the pandemic of 2020. It's over, but the sickness of 2021 is upon us, dominating the storylines of the new year and 2021's early chapters. It's not what we had hoped for, but it is what it is. At night, like a trained animal, I turn on my television to see again and again the growing numbers of our dead as we crawl toward 500,000, with many more bereaved. In the cities, temporary morgues are delivered to hospitals by trucks. The casket makers and crematoriums can't keep up, and lyrics from a song ring in my ear: "It's time we stop. What's the sound? Everybody take a look. What's going down?" Each death scars the collective psyche and health of this land. And while we don't need more bad news, the experts tell us of this shape-shifting sickness, deadlier and more contagious. The new virus, like the last one, is making its way to us from distant continents, and lethal patterns seem familiar. Sickness givers coming from ashore to bring a shape-shifting, deadly cobra. But we are alert to hope and inspiration, aren't we? From whence does it come? Perhaps in the spoken words of a 20-something poet, describing the hill we must climb. The best poets, like her, nudge me into taking a good bite of reality in front of me and reminding me I must stay with this reality, even when its taste is bitter and the forecast is cloudy. This is how the powerful poem is made. This is how we shift into a courageous life. Still alongside the bitter, another piece of reality turns sweet. A child came into the COVID world this year, But this one is my first grandchild, a child in whom a small remnant of my biology lives in Okazaki fragments, working and shaping her newly assembled DNA. She will grow, shadows will lift from her eyes, and she'll turn to a wide-eyed surveying of every shape, sound, and taste. How could I not think of a child and her potential as a promise of new life, a living embodiment to the rumor of hope, and evidence of yet one more chance for humanity to get it right? I think of her now, living in a distant state. And I have plenty of time to speak into thin air. So I set down all I have. Welcome to the world, little one. I hate to tell you, but it looks like we all have a big hill to climb. I hope I'm around to help in some small way, but I have to be honest. Reality and sickness scare me. In the wind of a new year, my dark feathers are astir, and my roadrunner legs are prepped for a sprint into unsocial space. Rather than getting away, I'd be happy to go where the gurus, medicine men, and medicine women are at work, in a space where sickness is not around. I hope we will all have that space again one day. And when that time comes, I will peer deeply into a child's eyes, alive and bright with new life, and dream of our republic budding into a healthy unfurling as 2021 shifts from sickness to the generative shape of a hard-won hope.